Hello and welcome to our podcast. Now today we're taking a look at an international concern and we're looking at Sudan in Africa. Now results have been trickling in from the referendum held there in mid-January and indicators show that over 98% of southerners have voted for cessation, a new independent state to be formed in the south. But what will this mean for Africa's newest country? Father Joseph Karamaza is a Komboni missionary priest who spent several months in southern Sudan and worked in neighbouring Kenya for 30 years. I started by asking him to give us just a little bit of background on the referendum.
The referendum is very easy. It was imposed on the north in 2004 by the people belonging to the IGAD, the regional organisation connecting all the African countries, plus a number of Western countries, among them the United States. There was Germany, there was Italy, and other countries. It was imposed because for almost 50 years there was a war between North and South, which is not a war. It was not a war about religion, as many would like to say. It was a war about resources, the use of resources. And I don't know exactly how many people died, but many say around 2 million people. And most probably another 2 million people were sent away from their homes, either within Sudan, internally displaced, or in other countries, especially Kenya and Ethiopia. So I think the international pressure was fundamental there. The North did not want to have peace with the South. They were very happy in controlling the situation. And however, the pressure was enough to force the North to the table.
Yeah. And obviously, we're only really talking a little over 5 years since that peace. Would you say it's a fragile peace in Sudan?
The peace in Sudan is fragile because there is a record from the government of Khartoum in the last 50 years, that is from the beginning practically of independence, that the government of Khartoum is trying always to wage war against marginalized peoples, ethnic groups, areas. And in fact, people now don't talk anymore much about the war in Darfur, but Darfur is a serious problem. Darfur is three times the UK in area. And it is a rich area, rich in petrol, minerals, and important mineral deposits. So it is now a bit out of the view of the Europeans, of the Western people, but the war there is still very strong. Also, the war waged against the Nuba people. So there is still a danger that the North will react violently to the independence of the South.
I mean, we've heard from the president and the vice president from the south, I don't know how much is behind this, but Mr. Kiir said, myself and my brother, President Bashir, are committed not only to not to take our people back to war, but to work together to ensure a peaceful and stable Sudan. Is that sort of grounds for optimism, do you think?
Well, I'm sure that Salva Kiir does not want to go back to war. He wants a different South Sudan. I'm not sure how keen is Omar al-Bashir in doing that. Most probably now is putting up a good face in front of a bad situation for him. There is no one supporting his bid for a war. And even China, which is the country giving more weapons to the Sudan, has supported the referendum and supported the split of South Sudan. So Sudan in this moment is a bit isolated politically. I wouldn't trust too much al-Bashir because through the years he has always done whatever he wanted and always done it with a smile.
In terms of your experiences in Sudan, what would you say? I mean, we talked about the civil war not being a war of religion. What would you say the interreligious dialogue and cooperation has been like between Muslims and Christians?
Well, I would say that for the last 50, 60 years, before the last 20 years, let's say, there was a good cooperation between Christians and Muslims. One case in point is the school that is run by the Komboni missionaries in Khartoum, the Komboni College, which was, at the service of the local population, mostly Muslim. And most of the people, the intelligentsia of the Sudan that studied and became ministers, politicians, or intellectuals, studied there. And there was a good familial sense between the two communities. But then there was, in the last 20 years, an exacerbation, a radicalization of Islam, which is not the majority of the people, but it is clearly the majority of the people that count in the political and financial world. So there has been a lack of dialogue. I think that at a popular level, there is still a possibility of dialogue between different religions and cultures. Clearly, however, there is always been a negative feeling from the north toward the south. The people from the south complain that they are treated like slaves, like second-class citizens.
So would you say, therefore, that what's looking like a split, will that actually be a good thing, particularly for the Christians in South Sudan?
Well, for sure it will be good for the people in the south, because they will have a chance, at least, to develop according to Black African traditional culture and values. There is a chance for becoming an important country in Africa to give development, security to the people. However, there is also a big chance that this will not happen, because we see it in other countries. When there is a lot of money coming in from petrol or other minerals, the tendency is not to use that money for development, for the good of the people, but just to enrich a few people in the know, in the people who are able to put their hands on this kind of funds. So there is a big danger that the division, the independence, will not translate in the good of the people.
And not only that, what do you think that would mean for Christians that are resident in the north?
Well, at the moment, there might be an evil feeling from the side of the Arabs, the Muslim, towards the Christian, but I don't think that will be lasting too long. It is true, however, that there are bad signs, really evil signs, against the Catholic community and the Christian community in general in the north. The Cardinal Zubey has already suffered two attacks to his life in public by people who said that they wanted to do it because of Islam. They were people with psychiatric or psychological problems, but maybe they were the weapons in the hands of somebody else. The Muslim Brothers said clearly that they want to Islamize completely the north, and they don't want Christians to be there. And this is terrible, because Christianity for many centuries was the religion of the Sudan. And people should not forget that. All the Christian kingdoms south of Egypt, they were in the Sudan.
What would you say that independence of the south will actually mean to the work of the Catholic Church in Sudan?
For sure, the Catholic Church in South Sudan is very active. And I think it is a mature church. We should not forget that Christianity in the south has always had these setbacks. The first missionary had to go, then they had to leave. They started again, then there was the Mahdiya, they had to go back, to run away, they had to go back. And until the 60s, they worked a lot in the south. Then the war started, and much of the work of the Catholic Church has been stopped or blocked, or in any way, the Catholic Church was not free to act well in the south. Now, there will be much more freedom, much more ability. There is a local church, which I think is mature, especially among the Shilluk people, a people that evangelized itself without missionaries. People who became Catholic in Khartoum, Shilluk, they went back to their area during the war, and they evangelized the people, they baptized them. So there is a sign that there is a strong will of accepting Christ and to be church.
Finally, Father Joseph, considering everything we've talked about, if you were to sum it up, do you see a positive future for Sudan as a whole?
Well, I don't know if I see it, because I saw many, as you call, good dreams become bad in Africa. I spent there 20 years of my life. But in this moment, I really hope the South will make it. They have all that it takes. They have the unity at the moment. They have good leaders. They have the possibility of using funds for development and to find their own way up on the scale. So I hope, yes, that there will be a good future for the South.
Father Joseph Karamaza there, a Comboni missionary priest who spent several months in southern Sudan and over three decades in neighbouring Kenya. Now, we'll keep an eye on this story, obviously, as it develops, but for more information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.